Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Have no need to smooch the hineys of our guests. It's honor enough to be on this fine radio show. But we will tell you this. Not only is Roger Hedgecock one of our favorite people in radio and politics, he's just one of our favorite people to talk to on the air or off. He's the mayor of San Diego, syndicated talk show host, writer, thinker, realist, Roger Hedgecock. Roger, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great, guys, and thanks for having me on. It's always a privilege to talk to you.
That's been too long. We really need to do this regularly.
I don't know where to start, I mean, because we got the debate and everything, but this is top of mind just because I just saw it up on the TV. So a poll has come out. 51% of Americans think Trump is racist. Trump's response was, "I'm the least racist person in the world."
Of course it was.
Which I find fantastic.
Wow.
Anyway, any comment on that whole dust up about the tweets and the being racist before we move on to the debate?
Well, I think that Trump has won this thing on Baltimore because everybody, back to the Revolutionary War Congress, has been criticizing Baltimore. And just because they're sarcastic enough in that city to call themselves the Charm City, it's quite the opposite. The mayor, the previous mayor of Baltimore, was talking in her campaign all the time about the smell of rats. And I think, as you pointed out last night, one of the local stand-up reporters, this reporter Ed, was out there, and she was doing a little stand-up on how Baltimore was so incensed about these charges of being a rat-infested city. And at the same time, the cameraman pans over to a pile of junk behind her, out of which comes a large rat.
About the size of a schnauzer.
Exactly. And I thought, you know, I mean, these people can't be making Trump's point enough. They're certainly doing a good job of making what he said absolutely true.
Well, not only that, and that's absolutely a great point, but those of us who think racism is insidious and corrosive and evil and 100 other things, when you call absolutely everything you don't like racist, that absolutely removes the ability to use that word to achieve anything good.
That was part of Trump's response today to that poll, is that, well, people have used the term racist so often, it's gotten watered down, and what does it mean now? That's a decent way to look at it.
No, it is. And I think that's absolutely true. It's an overused word at this point, and it just makes, you know, no sense. It's just like calling somebody a Nazi. I mean, seriously, it's so overused that it has no meaning.
So as you watch the debates here, the clips and the analysis, and look at the unicornian wing of the Democratic Party versus the poor beleaguered realists, do you have a sense of who's got the better chance to prevail in the primary and why?
The activists of the Democratic Party, the leftists, were celebrating today all over the media the victory, as they saw it, of Warren and Sanders and their populist socialism defeating the more realist centrists, Steve Bullock, Montana governor, or Delaney, that Maryland congressman, and their attempts to try to bring a little realism into it. Somebody else did a tally, by the way, of the cost of all of the, hey, if you elect me and I'll give you free, you know, fill in the blank, the cost of all that, just by what was said last night, $200 trillion.
Well, I mean, we're on that bandwagon 100%, but man, you just can't get, especially your rabble in the crowd, to give a damn about what something costs.
You've run for office.
The kids are planning the vacation.
You've run for office. It's always been true. You know, if you're a politician and you're up there, I assume it's always been true. And whether or not it was true for you, you could tell us, that you say some things that you realize are, you know, playing to the audience a little bit, not 100% accurate or not doable or whatever, but it's part of what you have to do to win. Is that just the way it's always been, and are we in a worse stage of that now than we've been in recent times?
Well, we're certainly in a worse stage. Back in the day, it was a long time ago. I mean, I won a lot of elections locally here in San Diego, but I just didn't, as a practicing lawyer, I just thought, you know, you can't overpromise, because then you got to go in there and actually do it. And you remember the old Robert Redford movie, The Candidate, where he gets elected and then he turns to his campaign manager and says, now what do I do?
Yeah.
And so you don't want to be in that position. But today these people are in that position. I think the winner last night, by the way, of this debate was Donald Trump. Because if he gets one of these crazies as an opponent, no one's going to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, it's a universally unpopular guy who you wouldn't want to have over for dinner for fear of what he would say about your next door neighbor's mixed marriage or whatever, you know.
So, it's
a situation in which he's going to have to come up against somebody that you look at the choice and you say, just like with Clinton, you look at the choice and say, no, I can't go that way. That's just too much. I mean, basically these radical socialist Democrats are trying to make Americans believe that lowering their take home pay will be a good thing.
Right. Well, yeah, the government will take that money and use it far more efficiently than private enterprise ever could, which is that's rich.
And nobody believes that, given the headlines. Particularly, let's take an example of what the VA has meant over the last decade.
Legendary talk radio host Roger Hedgecock, the former mayor of San Diego, is on the line. You know, this is more of an essay question, Roger, as opposed to being ripped from today's headlines, but I can't resist. Where's the Republican Party going to be post-Trump, and what's it going to stand for?
It's going to have to regroup, isn't it obvious? I mean, the conservatives have given up the number one thing that they have talked about for 75 years that I know about. And that is fiscal conservatism, balancing the budget, not borrowing so much money. I mean, Trump has borrowed more money on a per-year basis than Obama ever did. I mean, we're $22 trillion, and there's no way at a certain point you can even conceive of that being paid back. And yet here's Trump demanding that the Federal Reserve, and they may have already done it this morning, lower the interest rate and, in effect, lower the value of the dollar to be more competitive internationally. At the same time, everybody else is lowering the value of their currency in a race to the bottom while we accumulate huge debts that can't be paid. I mean, there's going to be a moment of reckoning here in all of this when people stop buying those bonds and when the government can no longer coerce people teachers union pension fund in California to buy these things. So I'm really kind of wondering with you, what happens after Trump? Because there's no other Trump. And you get these people like Pence and everybody else, kind of conservatives in a more traditional mode. What are they going to say about the 8 years they spent running up a bigger debt than Obama did?
Wow. And, you know, you could end up with a situation if the Democrats nominate one of the Santa Claus candidates and they lose 45 states. So the Democrats would have to completely figure out, what are we? And the Republicans would have four more years of Trump, but then they'd be in a complete what are we situation. You have both parties really starting from scratch. What are we now?
Well, that's a very good point. As a nation, what are we? What are our values? Are we really still faithful to the Constitution, or is that just such a mirage at this point that we're so far past constitutional restraints on government that we might as well throw it out? Or are we going to recommit to a limited government whose function is to preserve our liberty?
Boy, I dream of that day. I'm not sure it's ever going to happen. So, Roger Hedgecock, you're not old enough to be my dad, unless there was like some teenage pregnancy thing going on, but you're old enough to be my cool uncle, like the one who slips me beer at family gatherings when I'm just 18. So let me ask you this, as a guy who's been an observer of politics for a very long time. There's so much of politics that just is disgusting and dumb, and there's days I just can't stand it anymore. I remember the brilliant Charles Krauthammer used to say, listen, that grubby, dumb stuff is the way you get office. And once you have office, you can do the good and beautiful stuff. Do you agree with Charles? What do you say to our listeners who find themselves just exhausted by this stuff?
Well, it's been true forever. It isn't something in our age politics is a dirty, messy business. One politician, a friend of mine, used to say that you never want to watch laws being made and you never want to watch sausage being made because it's the same problem. This is a universal thing that getting together and hashing out something that all of us can agree, or at least a majority can agree, is the way forward, is always a messy business, whether you're talking about a dictatorship, witness Maduro in Venezuela and the problems he's having, or Xi in China, or it's a democracy, witness Britain and trying to come to grips with Brexit. This is a messy business, and people have to realize that it's a messy business because people are messy people. We have a lot of conflicting internal things going on, as Marianne Williamson pointed out. My favorite Democrat candidate, by the way, Marianne Williamson, right, pointed out last night. I mean, I want that bumper sticker. I'm for Marianne, and yes, I'm high.
So, in other words, you're slapping the beer out of my hand at the family reunion and saying, grow up, you naive little sap. Okay.
Yes, and get a job.
And cut your hair.
Final comment. You have any expectations for tonight's debate? What are we going to see?
Well, Biden, of course, is the focus, and I think, as you pointed out last night, he's bound to be to look foolish and old and out of it, and he carries 50 years of baggage. And I think that the Democrats hope for a centrist candidate that can fool the public into voting for them again so they can get in and enact all this socialist stuff anyway, is going to go down the drain tonight, but we'll see what happens. Biden, of course, is the challenge. He knows it. He knows he blew it the last time with Kamala Harris, and all that talking over each other didn't help him. He's going to have to come out shining tonight and looking in command and presidential, or I think there's going to be some real trouble for him.
Roger Hedgecock. Roger, we have to do this again soon. Thanks a million.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Great. Thanks for the time.
He's a good pundit.
Oh, yeah. And just a hell of a likable guy, too.
I know. Roger thinks that. You think Biden's going to go down in flames. If he goes down in flames, man, this thing is wide the hell open.
Oh, I know it is.
And that's when you wonder if Oprah, Gavin Newsom, I don't know, somebody comes out and thinks that it's wide open. I might as well.
Right. Well, and listen, prognostication is worth squat once the event happens. So I apologize for wasting your time, but you tell me what in his past or present would indicate to you Joe Biden's going to come out like a champion tonight. You tell me. Please. Please.
Joe Biden is a dummy.
And it ain't going to happen.
Dummy.
We got more on
dummy
that and a bunch of other stuff on the way. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC. Join the conversation, won't you?
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert, with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To find out how to get your bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory, with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. IPC.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, you can now buy matching Hawaiian shirts for you and your dog on Etsy. You know, in case your dog also gets divorced.
Wow. David Spade's funny, and he's got a new talk show on Comedy Central, and he doesn't do politics.
See, that's funny. I think it's Seth Meyers, because their voice is kind of similar.
And just similar,
I wonder to what
their inflections are similar.
Yeah, they are very similar, now that you mention it. I wonder to what extent Seth Meyers is a disciple of David Spade. Because he'd have been the perfect age to be really into him.
I see a lot of similarities in their style.
Yeah, I'll bet Seth Meyers was huge into David Spade when he was like a high school kid.
Yeah.
And then ended up being the head writer for Saturday Night Live years later.
Yeah. Well, here's some exciting news, ladies and germs. Lisa Marie Presley is said to be ready because she's in terrible financial trouble.
I saw this.
Ready to drop the blockbuster book about Elvis and her husband, Michael Jackson.
She has got info that people have wondered forever about her dad, Elvis, and her mom, and that whole thing.
Yeah.
And obviously the Jacko stuff.
Now, the gallery books, folks, and I quote, the book promises shocking revelations about Michael Jackson and a completely new understanding of Elvis.
I don't know that I need a new understanding of Elvis, honestly. First of all, Elvis has been over-discussed in American society, not under.
I think we get it. He was on the cutting, the early edge of this sort of thing. But we now
edge they say.
We now all get sorry, rock stars killing themselves with drugs. So
well, not only that, yeah, he was a handsome, super talented, sensitive kid from the country. He had global fame wash over him. It freaked him out, and he ended up dead. It's tragic, but I don't know how much more I need to hear about that. Anyway, so
but, we'll would all like to know more about Michael Jackson. What's he doing? What was he marrying you for? Why'd he marry that other grown woman when he seemed to be into small boys?
In 03, she said, "I believed he didn't do anything wrong, but I wanted to save him." She's said in the past he chose drugs and sycophants over her.
Well, I'm sure that's true.
And 9-year-old boys over her.
If she's going to deny the reality of that, well, that ain't going to be much of a book.
So just a little follow-up, if I might.
How many of you people saw the movie Blue Hawaii?
I've seen it, Elvis.
My wife and I listened to that on YouTube just the other day.
How many times?
If you've never listened to that, it's hilarious.
Oh, Elvis's rants during his extended residency in Las Vegas.
Bellboys, Jack, freaks that bring your bags up to the room.
Like you ripped their tongue out by the roots. I was strung out. I was sick, man. I was sick.
I never been nothing but high in music in my life, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody cheers. Woo!
Hey! You're not obviously
tongue out by the roots!
Right. So, yeah, he'd be completely pilled up. I mean, rattling like a Tic Tac dispenser, and denying that he ever did drugs, and flying to see Dick Nixon. Then he'd go up on stage in Las Vegas, and sometimes the pills would get the better of him, and he'd just unleash on these rants as these wide-eyed, mouth-agape housewives from Omaha would sit there in their seats thinking, "What the hell?" But some of it's pretty entertaining.
Maids, bellboys,
little freaks who bring your bags up to the room. Like to rip their... Well, anyway, I said that already. So a little follow-up. We were talking a couple of days ago about the utterly idiotic, were it not so insidious, speech codes on the colleges in Colorado State. Their draft speech code got released and was full of all sorts of crap. I mean, just this... Only in the bubble of academia, where everybody's competing like rats for the last scrap of meat to show how enlightened they are, could this bubble up to the top. But they were saying that all sorts of things students shouldn't say, including hip, hip, hooray, because that had its origins in Nazi Germany. Well, number one, if nobody thinks of it that way, it doesn't matter. And number two, that has been refuted by major UK universities, dictionaries, linguists, everybody. It dates back to at least 1830, if not older than that. It's clearly an English thing. And if the Germans did it, well, who cares? So not only are they just psychos ideologically, but nobody ever stands up and says, not only is that harmless, but that's not true. That's what the atmosphere is like in academia these days. You don't dare stand up to the lunatics. It is just cuckoo nuts.
What's next
hip,
in your
hip,
news?
Hooray for academia.
What's in your news, Marshall?
Bernie Sanders on fire at last night's debate.
Yes, awesome. He was.
Yes.
He clearly was.
You're wrong.
Fully inflamed.
Armstrong and Getty.
Warning. If you're buried in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies make you think you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Answers at 800-970-9166. If you're struggling to pay off your debt, do not let the credit card companies make you think you have to. Call Credit Answers now for free information on how to get out of debt faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We offer a guarantee with no upfront fees, so there's no risk. For free information, visit creditanswers.com or call 800-970-9166. That's 800-970-9166.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Marshall Phillips, hit us with those headlines.
All right, my friends, a clear divide between leading liberals, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and the more moderate candidates. This was all central during last night's presidential debate. Warren and Sanders both advocating, among other things, Medicare for all.
If you want stability in the health care system, if you want a system which gives you freedom of choice with regard to doctor or hospital, which is a system which will not bankrupt you, the answer is to get rid of the profiteering of the drug companies and the insurance companies. Move to Medicare for all.
All right, with all due respect, Uncle Cuckoo, I mean, some of those things are absolutely problems, but the idea that making government in charge of all medical care is the solution? Are you insane? What planet are you from?
Yeah, Jonah Goldberg's tweet last night was, I like the idea that socializing medicine will reduce bureaucracy.
I don't know how you come to that conclusion, but big government people have felt that way forever. Well, and to quote Craig, the Obamacare guru, these blanking fools want us to hand our entire healthcare system over to the same bureaucratic machinery that told us eggs and meat are bad, carbs and margarine are good, and sugar doesn't make us sick. That ignorant political machine is a primary reason we're all so sick to begin with.
Well, and even more than that, to my mind, you got an example out there. It's like you ran an experiment. What would government healthcare look like? Let's create an entire medical system for our veterans and see how the government would do at running healthcare.
A dry run, if you will.
It's on display.
While Elizabeth Warren turned out to be the most tweeted about last night, New Age author Marianne Williamson waking up this morning as the most Googled candidate. As for what caused the spike...
God, she's going to write a book and just kill it.
She's written like 11.
Well, I know, but nobody knew who she was. I didn't know who she was. Nobody knew who she was. She's got the Oprah anointed oils on her. Oprah touched her head with the sword.
Yeah, the Oprah crowd, she was, which is a very big crowd. She was known in the Oprah crowd. But I'd never heard her name in my life.
Yep.
And now, you know, I'll never forget her.
She's gone mainstream.
The spike, according to Google, was set off by her comment about a dark psychic force in regards to the Flint, Michigan water crisis.
If you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country, then I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days. We need to say it like it is. It's bigger than Flint. It's all over this country. It's particularly people of color. It's particularly people who do not have the money to fight back. And if the Democrats don't start saying it, then why would those people feel that they're there for us? And if those people don't feel it, they won't vote for us. And Donald Trump will win.
Thank you very much, Ms. Williams.
Tell you what. Well, she's a little out there, but she was on her game last night.
The most interesting thing I learned today is that she's 67. So apparently the crystals and the chakras and the sleeping in the chamber, it's good for your health.
After the debate, Williamson was asked by a reporter,
how are you going to beat Trump's dark psychic force?
With love. Let me tell you something. Only light casts out darkness and only love casts out hatred. He has collectivized hatred.
But she's not she come from?
But she's not a Christian, right? Because those are all Christian lines.
Yeah, well, I am not going to wade into that because I don't want to read these 7,006 emails. I will tell you this. She became a student of, a devotee of, this, like, 1,200-page, or I can't remember, series of revelations that some doctor or psychiatrist gal in New York in the 70s had. She believed Jesus was speaking to her. Amanda Woman.
Okay,
and,
so she
and
did
wrote
take
it
this
all
stuff.
Down. And the stuff I've seen is very Jesus-y.
Well, that was.
I'm not going to get
that
into
that. Was straight out of the Bible.
Don't argue with me by email. I don't want to read it.
Argue with Joe. I won't read them.
But so she's out there preaching love and understanding and light casting out darkness and the rest of it. You know, some self-helpy versions of that as well.
Gotcha.
So it's not crazy.
I couldn't identify that thing around her neck. I thought it was a cross to start with, but it was some cross-ish sort of thing.
I wonder if that's part of that whole my Jesus is better than your Jesus thing that she's into. But so that's how she came to the fore. She became like the world's number one authority on that Alterna Bible.
Just announced this morning, the Trump administration says it will set up a system allowing Americans to legally access lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making the announcement today. Azar himself, a former drug industry executive, says U.S. patients will be able to import medications safely and effectively with oversight from the Food and Drug Administration.
Wow. So Trump tried to do this whenever it was a couple of weeks ago, and we thought it was solved, and the courts said no for a variety of reasons. But if he manages to take this one off the Democrats' plate, and it is solved.
Oh.
That's gonna hurt the bees.
Oh, it's gonna kill them.
This reminds me so much of Bill Clinton and the way he operated. Putting aside the whole intern groping thing, he was a brilliant tactician. Politically speaking, you know,
used a cigar like a wand.
Yeah, stop it. He, the triangulation, the figuring. Okay, what advantage do they have? How do I make that my advantage? This would be a brilliant stroke by Trump.
All right, my friends, it seems like...
And I wouldn't mind seeing drugs be less expensive.
Seems like...
Oh, yeah, Bernie had some good lines last night, and I've seen him on the campaign trail. But last night in Detroit, he was able to say, 5 minutes across this border, and you can buy this drug for half the price! You know, it is. That's the easiest impersonation to do in the world, is the Bernie saying. Everybody,
I disagree. Mine's way better than yours.
Everybody
can do it poorly.
But to do it well.
Everybody...
To capture the nuance.
But everybody does a decent Bernie.
There are a lot of impersonations, you know, it's really impossible to do. But everybody does, you know who it is. It's a good impersonation if you can tell who it is, right?
I will grant you that. I feel like Nureyev being told that anyone can dance.
That's hilarious.
It certainly seems like it's getting harder to keep track of the different types of moons there are after a year.
No kidding, where'd all these moons come from?
After a year of blue, red, wolf, and supermoons, not over yet, my friends. Tonight, we have another one, a black supermoon. Now, you ask yourself, what is that? Well, a black moon is pretty rare and happens when there are two new moons in the same month.
It's Black Moon History Month.
So it's a black supermoon? Is that what you say
it
is?
Yes, it is.
But will I be able to see it, or will it just be all dark?
Well, it's going to be pretty dark. It's going to be pretty hard to see. But
what about it? Black? So I can claim it's anywhere to my kids, then, right? Yeah, it's right there. The black supermoon.
Yes.
Go to bed.
I don't see it.
It's coming for your soul when you sleep. Just take my word
for it. That was Sean's Bernie. See? Dead on.
Everybody knew what that was.
Anyway, the black moon is the second of two new moons in the same month, and a super moon is when the moon is at its closest point to our planet, which it will be tonight. There you go.
Run for your lives.
Or sacrifice something.
Right. Yes. A chicken or a virgin if you can find one.
There you go. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Apparently, Laura Ingraham does a Bernie Sanders impersonation that has a Russian accent to try to add the whole Soviet thing to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a little twist on it.
Well, I give her points for a degree of difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You know, I have this thing is just echoing around in my head, and I really want to say it, but it's so serious. We've ended this segment on such a delightfully cheery note, and I don't know. I don't want to...
We got a bunch of texts about the Bible in Marianne Williamson that you can respond to.
Oh,
whether or not she's a Christian or
leave
whatever.
Me alone, you bully. That's between you and God. Don't you don't have to sell me.
And your talk show host.
No.
Your favorite talk show host.
No, no, it's not.
The
it's none of my
lines
business.
Are open.
forget that I brought it up.
Oh, boy.
More analysis on the way. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Men, do you want to know the dirty little secret the prostate pill industry hopes you never find out? Well, now you can, thanks to the Men's Guide to Prostate Secrets, featuring the latest news and research from one of America's leading urologists, Dr. Dudley Denoff of Tower Urology Group at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. In this guide, you will learn the truth about the PSA test, why most prostate pills don't work, why the saw palmetto pills at the drugstore are worthless, the seven biggest mistakes most men make, the five foods that destroy your prostate, how to stop getting up at night to go, the dirty little secret the pill companies are hiding from you, and much more. This guide sells for $25 on Amazon, but right now you can get a free copy. Just call our 24-hour hotline. It's a recorded message to leave your name and mailing address. Call 1-800-500-2210. That's 1-800-500-2210. Call now and get your free copy. 1-800-500-2210.
Brought to you by ProstateReport.com.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert, with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To find out how to get your bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The new Christie Minstrels are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christie Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christie Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we don't want to analyze this thing to death, I guess, but and we already have. So, realizing that you know, most of you don't listen to the entire four-hour show, so I want you to get a little dose of what happened in the debate last night with the. To me, being, can you play that short version of the Elizabeth clip? Because that's really the gist of the whole thing.
Let me promise this to you, my friends. Right after we do this, something that will appeal to everyone.
I like that.
I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
Well, I appreciate that. That summarizes the entire contest. It summarizes the entire contest. And you're on one side or the other of it as a Democrat, I guess.
Well, if I were John Delaney, for instance, I would have said...
And you looked like Bill, the neighbor from King of the Hill.
Right.
Sean just sent me a side-by-side of John Delaney.
Same guy.
It's not Dale Gribble. We all know who he is, Hank Hill's friend.
Hank.
And we all know Boomhauer because he can't talk. Right. But his other friend, Bill, was a barber, I think?
Yeah, Army barber.
That's right, the Army barber, who was wearing a tank top a lot and standing out there in the alley with him. That's who John Delaney looks exactly like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's shocking. But anyway, if I were him, I would have said, no, I didn't run for president to say what we couldn't do, but your ideas are ludicrous. They won't work. You're a crank, and somebody ought to call you out. You know? It's as simple as that.
But that's the whole game.
All right.
Summarized. So,
a couple of... Oh, did we want to do...
Your choice.
That other tape?
I don't know.
How long is it?
90 seconds.
We can stop it at any time.
Yeah, I don't... What do you... Good point. I haven't heard it, P.S. Do you say yes or no?
I think it's fine, and it's just a basic...
Fine?
It's fine.
Fine?
It's fine. All right.
Fine. I remember an old associate of ours used to yell at me for using the word fine. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything.
I thought it was nice.
Oh, boy. Nice, fine. It's the same word. Means nothing.
You're wrong!
Is it insightful?
It's confirming things that we already know to be true.
Jack?
We'll let it roll. We'll shut it off. We don't like it. This is MSNBC. I look to channels like MSNBC to evaluate this sort of stuff. It ain't my ballgame.
Where Democratic voters are, the folks who are going to vote in the primary versus where general election voters are, there are some interesting divides here. This question of Medicare for all without private insurance, that was a major part of this debate tonight. You see Democratic voters, more than 2-1 support this, 64% support, 31% opposed. Ask the same question to all Americans, general election voters, the folks who vote in November, very different story. 41% say it's a good idea, a majority, 54%, say it's a bad idea. How about this one? How about decriminalizing border crossings? That obviously came up again tonight, as it did the first debate. Democrats are split on this question, 45 support, 47 opposed. How about all voters, general election voters, overwhelming opposition on that, 27-66. Another issue you heard about, this is national health insurance. Should there be a program that makes it available to undocumented immigrants? Again, among Democrats, basically 2-1 support for that proposition. 60
really?
To 32. Among general election voters, complete opposite. And one more that came up late in the night, that question of reparations payments amongst Democrats, 46 support, 40% say bad idea among all voters. Again, 27-62. So you see those sort of moderate candidates.
That's good enough. So it's almost entirely either 50-50 Democrats or Democrats approve of it, and then two-thirds of
three-quarters
of the general election population says, no, we're not going to give illegal immigrants health care. And yes, crossing the border illegally is illegal.
And I do think it's interesting that was aired on MSNBC after the debates.
Yeah. You know, I was just handed this from CNN, winners and losers from the first night of the debate. Number one winner was Bernie Sanders. What were you watching? So a totally different topic. You can condemn something 100% and still want to understand it. Heard the story, maybe you heard it too, a news story, about a Navy SEAL who's going to spend every day of his natural life in another 70 years behind bars for repeated child molestation and child porn. I don't want to go into it any farther because it's sickening. A guy with the discipline of a Navy SEAL, the self-control of a Navy SEAL, a guy who could deny himself pleasure, or the pleasure of not being in horrible pain, to become a Navy SEAL and to stay a SEAL in good standing, to be a child molester, just over and over and over child molester. What is that? They'd have called it a demon back in the day. How can an impulse be that powerful that a guy like that can't resist it and indulges in it over and over and over again?
I know.
And it's even worse than that. Again, I don't want to bring you down.
I know people that are incredibly successful in every area of their life that requires a tremendous amount of discipline that are alcoholics. It's just the one thing they have no control over.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know why that works that way. Nobody knows.
Well, and everything that happens in your brain is chemical, but I kind of get that one more. Wow, that's just so incredibly troubling. Someday we'll figure out what kink in the human mind or soul causes that, and maybe we'll be able to get rid of it. But it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
I hadn't heard that story, and I probably don't want to.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Sorry to bring it up. You know me. Mr. Killjoy. Mr. Serious About Everything. Mr. Oh God, he showed up.
Axios? Well, I'll save this for my final thought, which is now.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Final thought with A&G. Yeah!
Whoa! I decided to go with wool instead of yeah.
The song says yeah.
Yeah, I'm mixing it up.
That's she's buying an escalator to heaven. Do you sing that along, too?
That was the house mix. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everyone. Hey, Marshall Phillips, what's your final thought?
I have confirmed there is indeed a Marshall Phillips Road in Vermont, and I want to thank the fine folks in that state for the extreme honor naming this vital artery after this humble newsman.
You got to steal a road sign.
Oh, and by the way, I am available for any ribbon cutting or celebratory parade you would like to have me serve as your Grand Marshal.
You know, it'd confuse people if you donated and got that sign, this section of Marshall Phillips Boulevard cleaned up by Marshall Phillips. That'd freak people out. Positive Sean, your final thought.
Yes, Pete Buttigieg, edge, they say, continues to be the most impressive candidate on any stage that he stands on, from my perspective.
He's too young. He's got to be 80 plus.
If it were 1992, back when people talked like that, he'd be in good shape. People don't talk like that anymore.
Michelangelo, your final thought?
Yeah, Joe Biden tonight. He basically needs to throw his podium and scream to all the candidates, "You want a piece of this? Bring it on. I may be old, but I can still kick your butt."
Wow, beautiful. Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, on that theme, Axios is reporting that Cory Booker and others on the stage are going to take a page out of Kamala Harris's successful, in quotes to me, attack on Biden from last debate, and that's their plan for tonight. Go heavy at Biden, Biden heavy and hard on race stuff. We'll see how that goes.
My final thought is, thank goodness Pennsylvania authorities have apprehended the woman who peed on the potatoes at a Walmart. Your potatoes are now safe, although I'd wash them nonetheless. Got to be a drunk thing, right?
Well, yeah. Or completely crazy.
Yeah, she didn't look crazy.
What does that mean? You look crazy.
Yeah, right.
Bernie Sanders looks crazy, but he's no potato peer.
No, he's not crazy.
Well, you make an excellent point.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
She doesn't look crazy. Armstrong
well, she
and
doesn't
Getty.
Look potato peeing crazy.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Go, please, to armstrongandgetty.com. You can email us, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. If you want to make a comment or just something we ought to be talking about, send it along.
I think tonight there will be fireworks. I mean, I thought last night would be a snoozer, and tonight will be fireworks. We'll see.
Joe Biden will come off as a way past his prime old hack.
Oh, that'd be something. See you tomorrow with the highlights. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
I don't think the Democratic Party should be surprised that so many Americans believe yada, yada, yada.
Arms. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.